Here is a story about a poor woodcutter. He was good at his work. He could chop down a tree in no time. He would split it up into firewood and take it into the village and sell it, and he could make a pretty good living. But the man was not well educated. He didn't know how to read or write, and he wasn't very bright either. He was always doing foolish things that would get him into trouble. But he was lucky. He had a very clever wife. She could get him back out of the trouble his foolishness was always getting him into. One day he was way off in the mountains cutting firewood, and at the end of the day, as he started down the trail to go home, he saw three leather bags by the side of the trail. He went over and opened up the first bag, and it was full of gold. He looked into the second bag, and it was full of gold too. And so was the third. He took the three bags of gold home and showed them to his wife, and his wife said, "Don't tell anyone you found this gold. It must belong to some robbers. They've hidden it out there in the mountains, and if they find out we have it, they might kill us to get it back again." But then she thought, "Oh, no, my husband can never keep a secret." And then she came up with a plan. She told him, "Before you do anything else, go down to the store and get me a sack of flour. I need a lot of flour. Bring me 100 pounds of flour." The man went down to the store grumbling to himself, "Oh, I've been working out in the mountains all day long. Now I have to carry home 100 pounds of flour." But he bought a big sack of flour and he carried it home to his wife. His wife said, "Oh, thank you. You have been working awfully hard. Why don't you go inside and lie down and rest for a while?" Well, he liked that idea. He went inside and lay down on the bed, and he fell asleep. While he was sleeping, his wife took the flour, and she started making tortillas. She made one batch after another. She made tortillas until the stack went clear up to the ceiling in the kitchen. She turned that whole 100 pounds of flour into tortillas. And then she took them outside, and she threw them all over the ground. Well, the man was so tired, he slept all through the evening and all night long. He didn't wake up until the next morning. When he woke up and looked outside, he saw that the ground was covered with tortillas. He said to his wife, "What's this?" And his wife said, "Oh, my goodness, it must have snowed tortillas last night." "Snowed tortillas? I've never heard of such a thing." "Well, you're not very well educated if you've never heard about it snowing tortillas. You'd better go to school and learn something." She dressed him all up in his Sunday suit, she packed him a lunch, and she made him go to school. Well, he didn't know how to read or write, so they put that man in the first grade. He was a big, strong man who could work all day long with an axe, but he had to squeeze into one of the little seats that the first graders sat in. The teacher would ask questions. The children would raise their hands enthusiastically. He didn't know the answers to any of the questions. He got more and more embarrassed. Finally, he couldn't take it any more. He stomped out of school and went home and grabbed his axe, and he told his wife, "I've had enough education. I'm going to go and chop some firewood." She said, "That's fine. You go right ahead and do your work." Well, sure enough, just about a week later, the robber showed up at the house one day. They said to the woman, "Where's that gold your husband found?" She acted innocent. "Gold? I don't know anything about any gold." "Come on, your husband's been telling everyone in the village he found 3 bags of gold. They belong to us. You'd better give them back." "What? Did my husband say that? Oh, that man says the strangest things. I don't know anything about your gold."
"Well, we'll find out. We'll wait right here until he gets home."
And the robbers stayed around the house all day long. They were sharpening their knives and cleaning their pistols. In the evening, they looked out and saw the man coming home. They ran out and grabbed him. They said, "Where's that gold you found?" He scratched his head.
"Oh, that gold. My wife hid it someplace. Wife, what did you do with that gold?"
"I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know anything about any gold."
He told her,
"Sure you do. Don't you remember? It was just the day before it snowed tortillas. I came home with 3 bags of gold. And in the morning, you sent me to school."
The robbers looked at one another.
"Did he say it snowed tortillas?
And his wife sent him to school?
That man must be out of his head."
And the robbers went away, thinking that he was really crazy and was just saying a lot of nonsense. So from that day on, it didn't matter if he was very bright or well-educated. It didn't even matter if he was a good woodcutter, because he was a rich man. He and his wife had 3 bags of gold, and the robbers never came back again.